You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
Welcome to the CyberWire's WordNotes podcast, brought to you by Recorded Future, delivering advanced security intelligence to disrupt adversaries.
The word is TTPs. Spelled T as in tactics, T as in techniques, and P as in procedures. Definition: a set of behaviors that precisely describes a cyber adversary attack campaign. Example sentence: in order to understand and fight the enemy, one has to understand the TTPs the attacker uses. Context: from the original Lockheed Martin intrusion kill chain paper, the authors Eric Hutchins, Michael Kloppert, and Rohan Amin said this, quote, "The principal goal of campaign analysis is to determine the patterns and behaviors of the intruders, their tactics, techniques, and procedures," end quote. This allows network defenders to be more strategic than simply trying to block technical strikes from the latest malware, zero-day exploits, or spear phishing instance. With adversary campaign analysis, network defenders can deploy defensive campaigns designed to specifically defeat the adversary's ultimate goal. The MITRE ATT&CK framework uses TTPs to describe the most complete public collection of adversary campaign behavior across the intrusion kill chain. From that viewpoint, a tactic is the what. What is the adversary trying to accomplish? From the MITRE ATT&CK framework perspective, the what is negotiating each phase of the intrusion kill chain. A technique is how the adversary tries to accomplish each task. For example, for the initial access phase from the intrusion kill chain, the MITRE ATT&CK framework lists 9 different techniques that various adversaries have tried to use to fulfill that tactic, everything from drive-by compromise to phishing. At the time of this report, the MITRE ATT&CK framework lists just under 200 known techniques in total for all 13 tactics. In other words, just under 200 known techniques for every phase of the intrusion kill chain. Procedures are the specific steps that the adversary executed to accomplish the technique. For example, the MITRE ATT&CK framework shows how APT-19, while orchestrating a drive-by compromise technique, performed a watering hole attack on Forbes.com in 2014. Nerd reference. During the first Gulf War in 1991, the Iraqi Scud missile system gave the United States Air Force and Navy all kinds of trouble. The Scuds fired from a mobile platform. They were never in the same spot twice. The Iraqi soldiers were able to fire at will long before the U.S. planes could find them and destroy them. After the war, Air Force General John Jumper changed air combat doctrine by formalizing the techniques necessary to reduce the time it takes to find and kill the enemy on the battlefield. He called it compressing the kill chain. Instead of hours or days to find the enemy, he wanted to do it in under 10 minutes. Fast forward to 2010, researchers at Lockheed Martin revolutionized the network defender community by adopting the military kill chain model for network defense. They called it the cyber intrusion kill chain.
This CyberWire WordNotes podcast is made possible by Recorded Future. Recorded Future delivers the world's most technically advanced security intelligence to disrupt adversaries, empower defenders, and protect organizations. Subscribe to Recorded Future's weekly podcast, Inside Security Intelligence, to go inside the world of cyber threat intelligence. Each week, you'll hear stories from the trenches, details on established and emerging adversaries, and insights on the cybersecurity industry. Visit recordedfuture.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts to learn more.
And now, a message from CyberBit. Mastering cybersecurity is like mastering a sport. You build muscle memory through rigorous practice, then you train as a team to foster cohesion while operating under pressure. Like athletes, cybersecurity professionals thrive on hands-on simulation. But traditional courses, certifications, and open-source labs won't build you a winning team. You need CyberBit. CyberBit offers a hyper-realistic simulation environment for your SOC, IR, and C-suite to refine your skills, all using the market-leading SIEMs, EDRs, firewalls, and WAFs they use every day. CyberBit is offering CyberWire listeners a free live-fire exercise. Sign up your team now at cyberbit.com/cyberwire.